Every 4 years, Americans witness something that most countries throughout history have never achieved: the peaceful transfer of enormous power from one leader to another. This ceremony is called a presidential inauguration, and it contains both the promise and the hidden dangers of American democracy. The United States Constitution requires only one thing for a presidential inauguration: that the new president recite a specific oath of office. Article 2, Section 1 states that the president must say, "I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States." That's it. The Constitution says nothing about when the inauguration must happen, where it should take place, or what kind of ceremony should surround it. George Washington's first inauguration in 1789 nearly didn't happen at all. It was supposed to take place on March the 4th, but Congress couldn't count the electoral votes quickly enough. The inauguration was delayed for nearly 2 months, finally occurring on April 30th, when Washington finally arrived at Federal Hall in New York City. Officials realized they had forgotten to bring a Bible and had to borrow one from a nearby Masonic lodge. This improvised beginning established many traditions that continue today: taking the oath before a public audience, swearing on a Bible, and delivering an inaugural address. But Washington also established something more important: the principle that power would transfer peacefully, even when the process was messy and imperfect. The presidential inauguration serves as both a symbol and a test of American democracy. When it works properly, it demonstrates that power belongs to the people, and that even the most powerful leaders must step aside when the people choose someone else. But it has nearly failed before, most specifically in 1860. Failed inaugurations can reveal how fragile our democratic institutions really are. In our next reading, we'll dive deeper into the failed inauguration of 1860 and how that contributed to the transformation of our country as a whole. Discussion question: why might the Founding Fathers have left so many details about presidential inaugurations out of the Constitution, and what problems has this created? Continue listening by purchasing the unit study for inaugurations on palacenter.com.